my former students, this is of course Sandana University that we were doing a few years back. On the research project. Now keep in mind, every university is different. Today you are asked to do your proposal. Now this particular one, Sunderland University, what they did was they gave a little scenario to the student that said, do a research proposal on that. And this particular one was called employer branding. Right? Title was employer branding. So if a company has a good brand image, what are, you know, you research it. And that's what they get. Okay? So you will get something probably different from that. And I will get that from Middlesex. We have a distinctive here. All will be coming. That will be probably within the next 2 weeks or so.
So they are giving us a
scenario? They may not. I don't know. It depends. Sometimes they do, sometimes they don't, because they keep changing it. Because otherwise there's a lot of, just to release them, other fucking going on, because there are a lot of students share this stuff. And what they do is they keep changing the scenarios all the time. So my bet is you may not get something here, but I want to show you how the layout is done and how they write. Okay. You see this? So you have the title first, right here, right, which you will have, then you have the acknowledgement, then there's the content page, right, instead of the executive summary, Sunderland always had executive summary, you can have abstract, the same thing, abstract word, all is abstract word, executive summary, introduction, objectives of the research, key academic sources, literature review, methodology, ethical considerations, limitations of the research and conclusion, of course, references after the test. Structure is pretty common. Then you have the abstract in what you're doing. Introduction. You want to read through this or you want me to go through? Just keep going.
You can outline the key points.
Okay. When you're writing, now if you look at this part, it says, the research paper will strive to provide the outline of techniques used to carry out through the research and on a given topic. And this is, of course, perception of employer brand. In an organization is not able to perception of employer brand, right? So here he is, the student is explaining this organization and the extent which it will be used to enhance recruitment potential selection. So this student took the employer branding and then decided, okay, I'm going to say how it's important for recruitment. That the company, the better image the company has, it will be easier to recruit better the effects of it. Now, usually after that, the student goes to the background of the research, right? Basically, what the companies that the student looked at, do some background information on what the student was doing. Now, we'll go through that for you based on the subject that you select. Okay? So, for the time being, all you do is in your mind, just make a notation and say, okay, I need to cover the background, right? And then I'll show you how to do that with your own organization, right? After that, you have the objectives of the research. Now, if you look at this, it says main objectives of the research is to develop the research hypothesis together and assimilate and analyze primary and secondary data and so on. The student is explaining the purpose of the objectives, right? Then, therefore, in this research, the primary objectives would be as follows. And then we've got two of objectives he has laid out here. One, critically analyze all these used words like that at the Marxist level. It should be to critically analyze or evaluate. You can't say what use words like to find or to use or to apply. And effectiveness of recruitment and selection process in branded company, in a branded company. Second, to evaluate specific attributes considered to be most attractive by employers in an organization. Now, after that, he is testing the hypothesis on these issues, right? There is a positive relationship between employer brand and attracting, selecting top talent. Right? And
so could we again?
Second, does employer brand attract the best candidate to an organization? Right? Now we leave testing the hypothesis over there, and then we come to the next phase, because we are coming back to the hypothesis. We are done with the hypothesis. We'll come back to it, sure. Then, academic sources selected for research issues, which is the literature review, right? So now the student goes and explains what area the student went to, what kind of academic sources they were looking at, what primary data was being considered, right? But the secondary data they were looking at, the secondary literature consists of sources containing evaluators, reviews, synthesis, and original books, such as books, newspapers, journals. So the student is explaining what the primary information literature was looked at in the secondary, right? And goes on to explain what they are. Journals that were published on a regular basis and so on.
So did you offer admissions of the
Yes. Reliability of the data, accessibility, authority, quality of the data. First part here talks about the relevancy of the information, of the topics that relate to employer branding. Then it says what the sources are, right, and what the issues are. Some, every source has a positive and negative, right? For example, internet, rapidly growing source of information and contain large amounts of information and so on. Varied data, directories of business-related websites enabling retrieval of most current and up-to-date information. On the other hand, general information is intended for general audiences and less reliability and quality and so on. But there are quite a few websites that just you have people who just write things in there, and that has no academic relevance anyway, because anybody can put anything in there, and you need to be careful with what you take. Some sites are very good, some are not. So the literature review, he evaluates the literature available, we know that, and he goes on to list some of the authors that have written about employer branding, right? Basically gives a background on the worldwide organizations are finding it challenging to attract and retain quality managers and employees as a result of shortage of skilled candidates and so on. Why is that important? Because if you were doing this, for example, in a conceptual model, one of the things that you have there is employees are the key. If you have the right people, you are going to excel. It doesn't matter what kind of company you have. If you don't have the right people in the right spots, you're not going to excel. If you You have the right people in the right class, you're going to beat anybody. Right? Perfect example of that is look what Apple did. Right? All Steve Jobs did was took the key people, put them into the specific areas, and said, they're not going to make computers anymore, they're going to make other stuff. Right? Things they never even thought of. But the reality was, they had some fantastically talented people, creative people, right? So, and when you talk, so here we are talking about employee branding, that the reason for attracting the right talent, the right people, right? That people want to come and work in your company because the company is known to be a good employer, to be an exciting place to work, a place where your ideas are taken, you as an individual can grow, right? You can learn if you have continuous learning. Combination of all these, just not just the name. Because otherwise, people coming there for the name, they find out that they don't have squat. They have a wonderful name and they have nothing to offer. But these guys are talking, it's all two plus stuff, right? When they move, there's some effect of the brand anyway. Because once the word goes around, you're not going to attract the best talent. Right? Take a look at what happened. Perfect example of this. Yahoo. In the 90s, it was the number one company when it came to the search engine. Right? They were number one. But all of a sudden, it came from nowhere, came Google. And they racked these guys. And they're way down. There's no way they're going to even come to us. They just recently fired their CEO and just appointed a new CEO to take over. Right? Who was from Google. In the marketing division of Google to try to figure out what Google is doing and to try to get it going there. The problem is they take one step and Google has gone three. Right? Talent, that's what. I visited Google and I'm telling you, man, that's a real hip place to work. It's a kick. You walk in, this is a massive building, right? I got a tour. And all of a sudden, there's a little path there with a red line, a yellow line in the middle, in this pathway. And then a couple of guys going on a bicycle. And that's the bicycle pathway, this is the walking pathway. Yeah. And then I say, hi, how are you? How are you? Who's this guy? Yeah, I looked at this guy and I said, who is that? That's our CEO. On a bicycle, going down to the other side of the hill. This is how, casual they are. He was in a pair of jeans, sneakers, and a short t-shirt like this. Right? Because it's the Friday is all casual day. At Google. No ties, nothing, nobody. Everybody is the same. That's the way they are. They don't care who comes and visits, everybody's like that. And the reality is that when you take a look at the people working there, you can sense it, how comfortable they are, the smile. People are working and you're passing their area. Hey, hi, how are you? Hey, how are you? You go ask them a question and they love to explain it to you. It's so different. And you sense this. They want to be there. They want to work there. They love it, working there. Right? And don't forget, Google also came up with just like what Steve Jobs did with Apple, flex work, right? Quite a few of the women who recently had babies work from home. They don't even come to work. And they get paid.
The reason we have training in Google guys. Google Vietnam, they recruit four fishermen. They're working for the Google. Like, but their job is fishing. We are like, why you want to recruit them? Because it's just like in a country like Vietnam, maybe like, so in order to increase the penetration, they make it like to get inside. So these fishermen are really working for Google. And they have a little bit lower to Google or get extra required. So they were impressed how this recruitment happened. But then again, they have recognized because they go up to that extent to get the inside.
Exactly.
And usually Google, they have like 7 inches of talent going to the
corporate.
once the guy country manager Sri Lanka, he has gone through like 16 interviews. He has told me how passionate he is about the world. Like, yeah, when you're passing the 16 interviews, he's like, you might have like left out like two Harvard graduates also. Even they find difficult to go into Google. That much of talent and passion is there. So if you pass the 16 interviews, means that you are highly passionate and you're not going to think anything else. And your all attitudes and criteria checked.
That's
without
right.
You don't know. So they're very happy about what they look at, passionate about.
And look at the way when you get in there, look at what you get. You get stock options, right?
And they are like, senior catalyst, he's from India. He's just 23 years old.
Yeah.
And he's the way, I mean, the content he's talking about is like,
yeah.
That is the vision they have.
They hired a Sri Lankan guy from Melbourne. And they just 2 months ago, they hired the guy. Phenomenal kid. He's also probably around that age, 25, 26 years old. He finished his master's at the University of Melbourne. And he was doing a research project with them while he was doing that. And I helped him with some of the details that he needed for software development stuff he was doing. And they hired the guy on the spot. He, of course, was patched up and he ended up way at the top of the
group. I think a lot of MNCs are now recruiting like young and
young.
You remember that Steve, when Steve Jobs passed away, there was a logo done with his spectacle on the Apple. So that guy is from Singapore, who's like 17 years old. His style of drawing is that. So he takes certain things and draws in a different way. So immediately he has his recruiter to go and now he's getting, I think, in Sri Lanka a bit more than 2 years. And he has done a nice campaign for those who won some chance in this year.
Yeah.
But he has played a different way of style. All the agencies are really focused on how the talent is moving and
learning. Okay, so now, anyway, you applied the different authors like here, right? Different people. Now, if you're writing about your company, you can certainly use. When you are CEO from the organization too, right? Now here what he's done is he's come up with a model for employer branding. Don't forget you start from the left and go to the right. And he's come up with continuous steps of what needs to be done, 1, 2, 3, 4, and so on. The other way of doing it is the way I showed you. That's actually far more effective, but this is fine. The important thing is in your research project that you're also showing a model of how you, what steps you're going to follow, just like we have, right? What do you think of Domino's?
Even though they try to maintain the quality, some may not like it.
What did you say? Yeah, I mean, what do you just in general, what do you think? Compared to Pizza Hut. Why?
Quality of the food.
Is?
Bad.
The reason I asked is somebody told me to test these guys, so I called Domino's yesterday and placed an order for 3 pizzas or whatever. And then the idiot came, delivered the thing 1.5 hours later.
But they have quality of 30 minutes.
Yeah, and I called them 30 minutes later, man, 40 minutes. And they said, on the way. She's already there, just there, almost there. So I took the phone now, never showed up. 20 minutes later, I called again. The people the guy was right here, our father's house, he's right there. And nobody was there. The manager never took the phone. Then this poor guy who was delivering, he's apologetic, and mother, I'm thinking, now he's saying, I'm sorry, pizza was cold, and it was a mess. I paid for the thing, but I said, sorry, fine. But the manager never called. I ended up paying for everything. It's so far, 30 minutes thing never works, but they won't pick up the phone. So I decided at the last time, no more.
But the research study done for Pizza Hut, Sri Lanka, they reduce a lot of market share on selling of pizza itself. Now, usually the primary product for them is pizza, but using it more for product portfolio expansion and all, they lost a lot of market share on the pizza itself. Now, most of the customers are like, usually get the other stuff like maybe lava cake and all the other things, but not on the pizza. So the trial version, for example, like introducing the pizza, the local context of the pizza, apparently it will not profit.
Interesting. This is something, by the way, I would do if I were you, in doing a proposal to this stuff in here like this. Right? This guy, he had some mass disaster for this. So that's something we need to be careful about. Different authors and areas that they're getting the research from.
So, in vegetable, okay, we mentioned how from internet these are the stuff that we're getting out. So, we have to be based on that when we're doing the project also.
Yes.
We can't deviate from that.
You can add a few,
but can't deviate.
You can't deviate the subject. You can't deviate.
Yeah, subject is same. So, yes.
If you use four, plus others, you can. Right? If you have 10 items, and if you use 8, it's okay. I mean, then otherwise, what you're showing them is whatever you put together for your research proposal has no relevance to your legislation. Yeah, like, so then you can pass it
like
up. Okay, so you've got the research questionnaire, the format of the question, data collection, method of analysis, which is all under the methodology. Right? Method of, we talked about the analysis. So Rajita will go through the statistics and stuff with you, what you need to put in there, data presentation, ethical considerations. What the limitations of the research is, and conclusion, right? After that, you have your references, which is fine. Okay. Am I going too fast here? No? Okay, I have another one to show you as well. So anyway, that's one. Second one. The same subject matter, employer ranking. Research aims and objectives. You usually have, now this is a better way to do it than other students have it because you are explaining the aim up here. The main aim of this research is to investigate the perception of employer brand in an organization and to identify the extent in which employer brand could be used to enhance group connectivity. That is the aim of the research, right? Then the specific objectives are analyze the percentage of influence of employer brand in choosing a job, identify the focus of employer brand among the selected companies, critically evaluate the effectiveness of using employer brand to hire the ideal candidate to suit organizational needs. Right? And then you go into the recruiter review. Well, this is on the recruiter review. That is directly linked to the objectives. Formulation of the hypothesis, right? One hypothesis is employer brand has influence when an employee is choosing a job. Employer has interest on employer branding, and then employer brand has a positive influence on enhancing recruitment and selection, right? So he's testing different hypotheses through the program, and then he is using this hypothesis then for his budget, right? This is the third one. Research methodology we use. Reason for selecting the case study method, because he's basically saying his research methodology is going to be a case study method. So then he's giving the reasons why case study method was selected. What the case studies are, data collection, and here he's explaining the data collection method. Basically, very important to the result of the researcher to obtain, mainly dependent on this. Basically, summarizes the author that justifies what he's saying, and then he goes to explain how. What method we want to use as the framework for data collection. Then he says the questionnaire to operate sources where they are coming from. Primary data collection procedures. Reasons for not collecting qualitative data. And the reasons he's giving that, the sampling. The method. Again, we'll go through this in your data collection, don't worry about all this. You guys have come to that point here. Once you start doing the data analysis, it'll be easier. How the data is going to apply to the, in this case, company A and B on the case study. How the hypothesis applies to that. Employer branding or hypothesis one, or case study, company C, company B, and so on. Confidentiality that the student plans to keep. These things I will give you, these are more generic. I can give you copies of. Aspects of these, how to write these, so you don't have to worry about that. It's just the student's work that I can't do, unless I get permission from the student. Limitations of your research is like the other student had, and then the recommendations, right? Okay. We'll go through these step by step in the future also. And you start working on your research report. Okay, piece by piece, I'll cover one section at a time. But this is too much to take on right away on all this stuff. Okay. So don't get, I can see some people looking at me. Okay. Don't worry about it. Just calm down. I'm just giving you information. And then they're going to take it step by step by step by step. Okay. You get there. A long way to go. Okay, so what you can, guys can do is, have you selected a project? Let's stop it. You know what you want to do? You know.
Yeah, I do.
You did too, right? Yeah. Anybody else? Have you decided what your research project is going to be about? Okay, you need to come up with some idea. What are you doing? What's your job? Logistics management. Interesting topic, man. So why don't you do that?
Yeah, I had an initial plan to start up in our company to implement another new project.
If you do that, you're going to have a huge advantage because you are actually doing most of the work. You also have contacts with your suppliers who can give you enormous amount of data that if you ask them. Second is that data has a lot of validity because you have primary information, primary data directly from the source. So the value of your data is very high. Right? Of the information you can get from the organization is high. Also, when you take a look at logistics management, which is changing rapidly worldwide, okay, if you take a look at the reports that are coming out, there are some specific companies involved in storage that's doing absolutely phenomenal stuff with air to ship transportation, logistics, and connection between those two, seamless operations, all that. There are companies where tremendous data in this stuff that you can have access to, where state-of-the-art stuff can be applied. Right? Second, you have a big interest in it because that's what you do, and your company can benefit by it. Before you move to anything else, seriously look at that. And then you take a look at what am I getting from, you know, I need this part, I need this part, and we talk about the conceptual model I told you earlier. All you gotta do is go talk to some of these guys. So one guy is doing the shipping, one guy is doing the air freight, one guy is doing Asian region, one guy is doing, you know, the European region, and say, what other part do I need here? And they will tell you. And you keep plugging that into your conceptual model. And you start doing all the connections. See? Once you get that conceptual model done, now you got the plan. So it's a lot easier for you to get it because you got the this guy goes to get it or she goes to get it, it's not harder because they don't know that. So think about that. What is money? Are you in the same company?
No.
Okay, so just get the guy to get some software, take it from him.
What the
heck? No, I'm kidding. So you're competitors?
Yes.
Okay, then I will.
Yeah.
All company but doing, isn't it?
But
we are a company.
You're the Jinnabasa group.
Yes.
And you are?
Trading.
You have a bigger network. You guys are doing that now? How is your logistics management now? Are you getting, where are you getting the goods from? From different parts of the world?
Yes. No, we are not that strong in airport.
Yes. We are strong in
transportation.
Internal, yes.
Internal.
Yeah, we need to do a lot of good. Do that. That'll be different to what he's doing. Again, you can get the pieces together from one area to another. Certainly, infrastructure is a big deal for you. You know, Sri Lankan infrastructure is terrible. A little bit, you will be moving product back and forth, the amount of time that's taken. And that's way too long because the roads are small. Now, certainly, there is some improvement will come from access to these freeways, but they are restricting trucks anyway, isn't it? So it doesn't really help logistics movement. So there is a problem area that you can analyze very well. There are limitations that can be applied to that. Okay, how about you?
Patient care. Improving quality of patient care.
And you think once you can identify some key factors, and the hospital can identify, that they need to have some value out of your research. Don't forget, the better research project you do, you can use this as a thesis for future employment and what your capabilities are even overseas. This is one thing, by the way, a master's degree dissertation has a higher value than anything else for a foreign employment job. You give them a copy of your dissertation, one thing they look at more than the CV. That shows what you're capable of doing. And you probably don't want to be like that, go probably anywhere. You're highly connected with these parapublic people. Okay, madam, what about you? You call it. Okay. What area are you?
Finance.
So what are you planning to do? You can't go to a laboratory.
Now we have
you guys talk amongst each other and come up with one do laboratory and one do something else. Right? Do you have that problem in the finance area also? Is the same thing you were talking about. Yeah, you need to come up with a different function. You guys talk about it. You can help each other out if you're doing different things, you know. That can be a big advantage. Which department are you? Take a look at your organization and talk to some of your colleagues about it. And one of the things you want to do is to look at, you know, what are the things that the existing organization where we could do better, right? Because obviously you can do leadership if you want, because of if there are issues at the top, then you can do a project on organizational leadership change, and then I can show you how to apply different leadership styles, the theories that have been written, the leadership traits that are required, those kinds of things. There is a whole study on that. But what is important is that you pick what you want, not what I tell you. And if you look, talk to your colleagues and find out what are the things that the company can benefit. Because the other part, the leadership part, is pretty simple. All you guys really have to do is go out to the marketplace and go pick a good person, and that will completely transform that company. You know, you can hand pick a person for those kinds of jobs that will benefit everybody overnight. So that's a pretty easy problem to solve, isn't it? But if you do a master's degree, you have a more complex issue, right, that's specifically related to you guys. You can use motivation design, you can use various other aspects, you can do systems of improving your customer rates, right, or improving your booking systems, improve partnership or networking with overseas partners and so on, or increase traffic in a certain area of the globe by target marketing, those kinds of things. There are no so many, right? Take a talk to your colleagues and see. And you need to pick what you like, then I'll assist you with that. Okay, how about you?
I'm still looking for a better project where I can collect all the required information, because certain people, they won't reveal the information and statistics.
What do you do?
I teach an American college.
Oh, you're a teacher?
Yeah.
All right.
So I want to find a proper project and, you know, where I can collect the required information. Second, the data.
What college? American
college.
And you guys, what are the programs you teach?
I do for the primary. I teach primary and middle school.
Primary and middle school. Okay, what's the age? Yeah.
It's
primary is 6 years.
No. It's 4 to, say, around 15.
4 to 15?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I mean, that's a pretty interesting field, you know. I mean,
yeah.
You can take a look at the market for public education in Sri Lanka. Right? And then you take a look at it, there's lots of data you can get from the government institutions, government schools, the amount of students they have, you can apply that to the demographics of Sri Lanka, the population of Sri Lanka, and then you can take a look at the amount of youth, right? And then you can take a look at the trends, and you can show that such a small percentage that's, you know, applied to the private schools like you guys, and it's growing market, and there's only so much that's being served. So the potential for the organization, private and public, is massive. If they apply it the right way.
Huge expansion, I think, sir.
Pardon?
Huge expansion.
Yes, huge. Look at the way ICBT is going. This is what we have been doing, is specifically looking at different areas. Our Cardiff Master's Degree Program, we were averaging roughly about 25 students in a batch, and our average intake now is 250. Right? We are the ones who chose that we didn't want to expand it beyond that. We could have gone up to 350, 400 for a batch. That we just didn't have the infrastructure and the teachers available to do that. So we put a halt on it. But at the same time, then we started doing some demographic studies in the Middle East. And we found the amount of Sri Lankans living in the Middle East was massive back then, any of us thought. So we went and opened up a branch in Dubai, and then opened up schools in Oman, Qatar, Brunei, Saudi Arabia, and running everything off Dubai. And our intakes are doubling every semester. So the potential of this private education is just huge. So there's a lot of stuff you can do with that.
What is the best area for me to research?
Well, yeah, because that's you are there.
Yes.
And you can either do that or you can go to the academic side. Okay. What should the private schools be doing on the academic side to improve the standard of academics for students?
Quality
education. Yeah, because they keep looking for bachelor's degree graduates coming from the Sri Lankan university system that are pretty poor. Standards are not that good. So that's an area where you can look at because we ourselves who are in the teaching business can improve a lot if we want to, right? And I get roughly about 175 to 100 applications a month for teachers. And I'm lucky if I hire one. Yeah, I'm serious. It's that bad. Quality of the people that they got out there. So you have to be careful, you know. So you can either go that route, because there's a lot of data on statistics you can get.
Is the expansion issue?
Expansion you can do. So you can get, I mean, you guys must be having information and people.
Collecting data is the bottom.
Right.
I mean, collecting, you know, all this information.
Right.
Because things are stuff. I don't know if they. Yeah, digital, you know, release all this.
For the school.
Yeah, check on that and then
find out. Yeah, I mean, it's going to help them.
Yeah,
you can come up with a study that they can really use. You can also, who are your competitors?
I have so many American degrees.
Okay.
All American.
So, Lyceum is not a.
No.
You guys have no competitors at all?
Other international schools we have, apart from the university, higher education.
So you can use other universities, other international schools to do comparisons now.
I think it is a national age group. We have the school and the university both.
You are there?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do that.
We don't have MBA degrees.
Yeah.
Only the basic degrees.
Okay, how
much? Yeah, I'm working on HSCOM.
Huh?
I'm working on HSCOM. It's a VoIP basis company.
I didn't hear you.
I'm working on HSCOM. HSCOM. Yeah.
HSCOM?
Yeah.
What is HSCOM?
It's a VoIP basis company.
Huh?
VoIP basis company. Voice over internet protocol, that's the IDD calls coming with us, our company. I will show you a little presentation.
IDD calls?
Yeah, IDD calls.
International calls?
Yeah.
Internet services?
Yeah. Voice over internet protocol.
Yes, I know that.
That is E1 routes.
Yes.
SLT, Mobitel, Dialog, Tigo. We have license of these categories.
What do you want to do with that?
I'm a system administrator.
Yeah. So what is your research project going to be on that?
How to market VoIP?
You're a lucky guy because I have a lot of research work on that I can
give. Okay. I'll show you a little presentation. Excuse me. I'll show you a little presentation of that.
Yeah. I have a not now later.
Yeah, I don't know, like, what, media for
market, like people use consumer or digital media to get to their attention. But on the other side, planning doesn't realize there's a potential in it on going on those media. So showing the gravity of the demand coming in from the consumer side of view, and how do we see a brand towards it? Especially at a better rate.
So what digital means, are you talking about television?
No, digital means not about that. Like all social media networks, all web services, stuff like that. Because perception, or we can get some data from the client's perspective, what they think about, you know, certain media. They always think about TV rate and think is the ideal way of talking to their consumers. But on the other side, consumers are not willing to, you know, penetrate from those mediums to get information. So there's a disconnection between what brands want to go and where people want to consume. So showing that disconnection and saying that, okay, you know, other, in 10 years' time, I can show some statistical levels, like how the product